सरस्वती गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्णा सो विद द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द प्रेजेंट वैष्णवस वी कंटिन्यू रीडिंग एंड डिस्कसिंग कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 10 महाराज रघुगणा मीट्स जात भारत टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 तद्ब्रूय संग जदवान्निगूढा तद्ब्रूय संग जदवान्निगूढा विज्ञान वीर्यो विचरस्य
पारा
पचंसि योगा ग्रथितानि साधो पचंसि योगा ग्रहितानि साधो ननाक्षमन्ते मनसा पिबितुम् ननाक्षमन्ते मनसा पिबितुम् तद्ब्रूय संगो जदवान्निगूढा विज्ञान वीर्यो विचरस्य परा पचंसि योगा ग्रथितानि साधो ननाक्षमन्ते मनसा पिबितुम् तद्ब्रूय संगो जदवान्निगूढा विज्ञान वीर्यो विचरन्न परा तद्ब्रूय संगो जडवान्निगूढा Synonyms, tat, therefore. Bruhi.
Bruhi.
Please speak.
Please speak.
Asangaha.
Asangaha.
We have no association with the material world.
We have no association with the world.
Jadavat.
Jadavat.
Appearing like a deaf and dumb man.
Appearing like a deaf and dumb man.
Nigodha.
Nigodha.
Completely hidden.
Completely hidden.
Vijnana Virya.
Vijnana Virya.
We have full knowledge of the spiritual science.
Full knowledge of spiritual science.
And art, thus very powerful.
And thus very powerful.
Vicharasi.
Vicharasi.
You are moving.
You are moving.
Apara.
Apara.
Who possess unlimited spiritual glories.
Who possess unlimited spiritual glories.
Vachamsi, the words uttered by you.
Yoga
Gratitani, bearing the complete meaning of mystic yoga. Sadho,
O
great saintly person.
Na,
not.
Naha,
of us.
Of us.
Shamante,
Shamante,
are able.
Manasa api,
even by the mind.
Bhetum,
to understand by analytical study. Translation prepared by the Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear sir, it appears that the influence of your great spiritual knowledge is hidden. Factually, you are bereft of all material association and fully absorbed in the thought of the Supreme. Consequently, you are unlimitedly advanced in spiritual knowledge. Please tell me why you are wandering about like a dullard. O great saintly person, you have spoken words approved by the yogic process. But it's not possible for us to understand what you have said. Therefore, kindly explain it. Further, saintly people like Jada Bharat do not speak ordinary words. Whatever they say is approved by great yogis and those advanced in spiritual life. That is the difference between ordinary people and saintly people. The listener must also be advanced to understand the words of such exalted, spiritually advanced people as Jada Bharat. Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjuna, not to others. Lord Krishna especially selected Arjuna for instruction in spiritual knowledge because Arjuna happened to be a great devotee and confidential friend. Similarly, great personalities also speak to the advanced, not to Shudras, Vaishyas, women, or unintelligent men. Sometimes it's very risky to give great philosophical instructions to ordinary people. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the benefit of the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, has given us a very nice instrument, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The general mass of people, although Shudras and less, can be purified by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, then they can understand the exalted philosophical statements of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Our Krishna consciousness movement has therefore adopted the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra for the general masses. When people gradually become purified, they are instructed in the lessons of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Materialistic people like Stri, Shudra and Bijubandhu cannot understand words of spiritual advancement, yet one can take to the shelter of a Vaishnava, for he knows the art of enlightening even Shudras in a highly elevated subject matter spoken in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatbruhyasanga jadavam nigudha vijnana viryo vicharasya para Vachamsi yoga gratitani sadho nanakshamante manasabhivetu. My dear sir, it appears that the influence of your great spiritual knowledge is hidden. Factually, you are bereft of all material association and fully absorbed in the thought of the Supreme. Consequently, you are unlimitedly advanced in spiritual knowledge. Please tell me why you are wandering around like a dullard. O great saintly person, we have spoken words approved by the yogic process, but it's not possible for us to understand what we have said. Therefore, kindly explain it. So this is an enlightenment moment for King Rahugana, who upon hearing the language of Jadabharat and upon hearing the depth of his understanding, realized that he is not just a dullard, as Prabhupada says in the translation, but actually the most exalted personality. And therefore it says, never judge the book by its cover. So this is what Rahugana Maharaj did. He judged, misjudged Jadabharata, and now he realized his not only mistake, but great offense he committed towards such a personality. And therefore he apologized profusely, and now he wants to get full benefit from his association. And Srila Prabhupada makes very important point and very practical point. We're so lucky that Prabhupada gave his Bhaktivedanta purpose. Otherwise, what would we understand about Krishna consciousness at all, right? What people can understand about Krishna consciousness in the material world? Like, you know, in Great Britain, we are quite fortunate due to the massive presence of Gujarati community, who are very special people, being direct descendants of Krishna, right? How Gujarat started from Dwarka, and how Dwarka was started by Krishna. And so Gujaratis, they are physical descendants of Lord Sri Krishna. And so naturally, of course, there are exceptions, but naturally, they are traditionally worshipping Krishna as their founder. And follow Krishna's instructions. And therefore, they are very pious and very, very successful people. I think they are already exceeded Jewish community, which was traditionally holding the, you know, number one place in terms of, you know, financial and leadership success. And some Jewish people, they say, you know, the kind of cars Gujaratis are driving and the kind of houses Gujaratis are living, we cannot afford. Which shows that...
They call them Hindus.
Huh? Yeah. And so... because they are so successful and because they are so devoted, you know, in this country we have huge advantage of government officials, you know, showing great respect and appreciation for the Krishna consciousness movement, etc. One instance, very interesting instance, was there a few years back. There was a celebration of Janmashtami in the House of Parliament.
Wow.
In the Parliament. And it was very interesting that some of the politicians, British politicians, even though they had no idea what Krishna consciousness is, they tried to say a few words of appreciation on the occasion. And so there was one who gave a speech and he said, today, upon, you know, there was a nice arrangement in the parliament, and there was a kind of murti of baby Krishna lying in a cradle, you know, because it was the celebration of the appearance of Krishna. And so these politicians said, today, by looking at Lord Krishna lying in his cradle, we can again remember the importance of our children. Anyway, yes, so it's like an example, you know, what can common people understand about Krishna consciousness? And so, you know, we're laughing at this, but actually, not very long time ago, we've been in exactly the same position. What could we understand about Krishna consciousness if not, you know, for Prabhupada's merciful purpose? And his explanations, you know, it's like Bhagavad Gita, just a complicated philosophy, Srimad Bhagavatam, just, you know, stories from ancient India, that's all, right? But Prabhupada gives such a deep and contemporary meaning. He explains everything so practically and so clearly. And so, in regards to this particular point, Maharaj Rahugana raises that, you know, your explanations are so exalted, but we cannot really understand. I cannot really penetrate. So could you please elaborate on what you have said? Which actually shows that that king has genuine humility. It's very interesting that even though Maharaj Rahugana committed a grievous mistake of offending Jagat Bharat, but nevertheless he was very sincere. And it's interesting, Bhakti Charu Maharaj notes that, and you know, I'm taking his authority on the subject because he knows the culture. He knows Vedic culture, being raised in it. And so he explains that normally kings are traveling either on the chariot or on the horse. You know, if it's a road, they travel in the chariot. If there is no road, like forest, they just travel on the horse. But traveling in palanquin is done when they are going to perform some spiritual activity. And the example he gave was Ramananda Rai. When he met Lord Chaitanya at the banks of Godavari River, he was brought by palanquin to take his sacred bath, like that. So apparently, at least according to Bhakti Charu Maharaj's statement, that King Rahugana was going to perform some spiritual activity. And so now he meets that very saintly personality, Jagat Bharat, and he wants to take full advantage of that association, therefore, because this is what Shastras are explaining, right? That Yasyatma Buddhi Kuna Pedrita, okay. That if someone just goes to the holy places to take bath, but is not taking advantage of association of holy or saintly personalities connected to those places. And naturally, you know, the advantage of holy place is holy association, like Bhakti Center. What's the greatest advantage of being in the Bhakti Center? Because of so many amazing Vaishnavas, very rare personalities residing here or converging here, and so it's a great privilege to be here. So thank you all very much for allowing me to be in your association. And so King Rahugana, that this verse says, if someone is not taking advantage of the association of saintly personalities, just goes to the holy places to take bath, he's no better than a cow or an ass, Eva Gokara. Very heavy statement. Actually, Krishna said that himself. And he said that by when he was expressing his appreciation for like so many saints and sages who gathered at Kurukshetra for the solar eclipse. And so we can understand that King Raghuna, he is trained in Vedic culture. That's the advantage of higher classes, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. They went into the same Gurukul, and so they were trained in both Vedic knowledge and Vedic culture. And so upon recognizing that this is great saintly personality, Maharaj Raghuna, you know, wants to take the advantage of his association. And Jada Bharati is merciful enough to the king to give his association. And this is really important. This is the main point Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport. He dedicates his whole purport to that single point that association should be given to someone who can appreciate it. There is no point of giving something valuable to someone who cannot appreciate it, as we are going to celebrate the appearance anniversary of Lord Jesus Christ. We can remember his immortal words: never cast pearls in front of the swine, because a swine will never appreciate the pearl, right? And so, in the same way, there is a ninth offense of the holy name. We know that we don't preach the confidential glories of Krishna and the holy name to materialistic and atheistic people. And so, Srila Prabhupada says, how do we make people capable of understanding anything Krishna conscious? We have an excellent method. Yeah, an excellent tool, we can say, which is chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And by chanting the holy names, or by hearing the holy names, people become advanced in spiritual life. And then they can understand something about Krishna consciousness. But then again, someone may object, but Prabhupada gave so much stress to the book distribution, right? And actually there have been complaints in Prabhupada times that someone complained to Srila Prabhupada, said, Swamiji, how do you expect in the world that you wrote these books on profound spiritual philosophy, not easy books to understand, and then you send your disciples out on the streets so that they would, you know, distribute these books to anyone and everyone? How in the world you expect, you know, mechanics, bricklayers, street sweepers, and God knows whom, you know, shopkeepers, how do you expect these people to understand such a profound spiritual philosophy? A valid concern, right? And Prabhupada laughed and he said, I don't. But because of that, I inserted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or the holy names of Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, and in many places, full Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as many times as I could in those books. And so when people would read those books, they would again and again stumble upon the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and they will become purified. And after they will become purified, they will start understanding what Krishna consciousness is. So Srila Prabhupada had an amazing strategy. But he knew exactly that it's just by the power of the holy name that people can become purified. And I mean, I know for sure that this strategy works just by looking at my own example. Like, when I was reading Bhagavad Gita, it was really exciting for me. But one thing really annoyed me in Bhagavad Gita, that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was quoted fully so many times. And I kept thinking, does the author consider me to be an idiot, not capable of, you know, remembering this simple mantra? Why does it have to be quoted so many times? Of course, later I realized that Prabhupada was right. That I couldn't understand the importance and value of the holy names. But then, later, of course, I came to realize that this was the most important thing in Bhagavad Gita. The most important words in Bhagavad Gita, or the most important word in Bhagavad Gita, is Krishna. That's the most important word in the entire scripture. Because Krishna is the one who is helping us advance spiritually. And so, because holy name is no different from the Lord, and when people come across the holy name, they become exalted gradually. And so therefore devotees are doing everything they could to attract people to the chanting of the holy names. I remember when I was doing management in Russia, in charge of one temple, and then we were thinking, how do we make chanting of Harinam popular? And my Guru Maharaj is very creative in this regard. Of course, his creativity grew into the whole festival of India. And even Harinams, he makes them very creative. Like, it's not just chanting, but devotees are also doing some skits, like little plays, little dramas, to explain the simple philosophical points that we are not the body, etc. And we also, he's also joking with people, interacting with them, and giving out prasadam, etc. And so we've decided to adopt all these strategies to attract people. And so it was not just a chanting of Hare Krishna, but mini performance, and many people would gather and watch those performances, etc. And then when I was distributing books, I came across one man, and I offered him a book, and he said, "What, this is Krishna?" I said, "Yeah." And he kind of, jumped off, and he said, "This is really dangerous cult. I don't want to take those books." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Well, because I had very heavy experience with Krishna's. I was walking somewhere, I had a business appointment, a very important appointment, that's why I decided to go early, so that if something happens on the way, I'm still on time. And I was walking along the street and I saw this Hare Krishnas doing something, showing some dramas, talking to people, making people laugh, etc. And I was thinking, that's interesting, let me stand for a few minutes. I still have enough time. I can stay there for 5 minutes and see what's going on." And then he said, I stayed for a few minutes. And then I decided, okay, now it's time to move on. And when I looked at my watch, an hour had passed.
Oh, no.
And he said, I lost my business appointment.
Oh, man.
And so, I don't know what this Hare Krishna did to me. You know, like I completely lost track of time. So I can imagine if I just looked at them and I lost track of time, if I take this book, I lose track of my life. And then I said, but, you know, why did you lose track of time? You were happy, right? He said, yeah, it was interesting. I said, yeah, if you are happy, who cares? Just take this book, you'll be happy in Krishna consciousness. I said, okay, that makes sense. So he took the book. No, it was before. And so we can understand that people are changing by the power of the holy name, and then they are capable of understanding something about Krishna consciousness. But for us, it's really important that, you know, we're trying to reach out to the two classes of people in the society. One is leaders, and the other one is followers, right? Like ordinary people. And guess who is more important? Followers are more important. Any other opinions?
Leaders
are important. Yes. Actually, both are important. But leaders are priority. And this is what Jad Bharat's example shows. Because we can take a note, very interesting, when he was kidnapped by those tribal men, and they wanted to offer him in human sacrifice.
Oh.
It's interesting to note that Jad Bharat never bothered to preach to them or even to talk to them, right? He didn't preach to them, he let Kali Ma do the job. Like this preaching was very impressive, chopping heads off those guys. And so, and it's not that Jad Bharat calculated, okay, you know, I won't do anything to defend myself, to protect myself, let Kali do the job. No. He was actually ready to die. Because for him it's very simple. I'm not the body. And so life is temporary anyway. And the main thing is that I die remembering Krishna. So it seems like Krishna's arrangement. They're going to kill me now. All right. I'll just think of Krishna. I'll just go to the spiritual world. Why bother? Right? So that was his mentality. And if you look at it, that's the mentality of all the great devotees like Maharaj Ambarish, right? When Durvas Muni became so angry and wanted to kill him, created this horrendous demon to tore him apart. He was just standing there waiting, okay? Looks like my time had come to go to the spiritual world. The main thing that I should think of Krishna now and go back to Krishna. But of course, Krishna or Lord Vishnu couldn't allow this to happen. And so we can see that these great devotees, they're completely selfless. They don't care about themselves at all. But what they care about is the benefit of the public. And we can see that he made an exception actually in this case. He started preaching to Maharaj Rahugana. Of course, one point is that he used to be the king as well in his past life. And so he knew Maharaj Rahugana's position is really important. So if I'll help him out in terms of becoming Krishna conscious, that will affect millions of people. You know, just one blow and it's done. So, and we can see Prabhupada's example. Actually, anybody knows why Srila Prabhupada set himself in Manhattan, of all the places? Why did he Why did he went to America? Why did he choose New York? He was actually quite successful in what was the first place? In America, what was the first place?
Butler.
Yeah, in Butler, he was successful. He was getting invitations here and there. He was preaching to the people. He was getting appreciation. People would come and talk to him. It was all set. I mean, he had a place to live. So then he dropped it all, and he went here, and he settled in here, in Manhattan. Why?
He was practicing that and they had a desire to preach in New York for 10 years.
Okay. Any other reason?
Because it's the headquarters of Maya.
Headquarters of Maya and?
The most influential city in the world.
That's right. And why Manhattan?
For the biggest buildings.
Biggest buildings. The most influential part of New York. All the leaders are here. And why 26 Second Street or Second Avenue?
Was it the heart of the hippie movement and the
No. I mean, heart of the hippie movement was in San Francisco. Prabhupada didn't go there. His disciples took him there. But he wanted Manhattan, 26 Second Avenue. I mean, could be any other place, but he wanted this location. Why? And what's the importance of the 25 First Avenue in that regard as well? For us as Prabhupada's followers. It's really important that this is something Hari Savari Prabhu shared with me. Because I've done something at the UN and this caused kind of some ripples. Why is he preaching at the UN, you know, etc. without asking us our permission. And so, but then I asked Hari Savari Prabhu, and he said, yeah, this is the right thing to do because Prabhupada specifically wanted this. Prabhupada specifically wanted to work with the United Nations. And there are two letters, very clear letters in this regard. One is to the United Nations official, and the other one is to a devotee, whom Srila Prabhupada shared his vision, that importance of working with the United Nations. So, why? Because preaching to the leaders is really important, because everything depends on them, and so the greatest hub of all the networks is, you know, a few blocks away from here. And so I believe that this is the purpose of 25 First Avenue, that we connect to this network. Because if you look at the history of our movement, every major success happen because of networking with influential people. And every major failure happened when we wanted to be on our own and do things on our own. Show the world our independent glory. Then we were, you know, falling flat, face in the mud, time and time again. And so it's a good thing to learn from history. But as they say, that the biggest lesson we can learn from history is that no one learns from history. Everybody wants to do their own mistakes. And so, I mean, we can see that still we are learning, and there are very good examples of success. I mean, the Britain is a very bright example of that. Because of the networking with Hindu communities in the UK, because devotees became an intrinsic part of Hindu form of Britain. That gave us opportunity for Avanti schools. That gave us opportunity to teach Krishna consciousness under the banners of Hinduism, whatever. But it is Krishna consciousness. They call it personal Hinduism. In all the major schools, in all the government schools, and be paid for it. Can you imagine? You preach and then government pays you salary for it. This is this position in the UK at the moment. And also invite so many schools to come to the temple and then devotees preach to the kids, and schools pay for it as well. So this is like a dream opportunity. And Prabhupada actually said that unless and until this movement gets serious government support, it's not going to develop. It will just remain one of thousands of religious groups. And I don't believe that this is what Prabhupada sacrificed his life for, to add one more religious group to the long list of already existing ones. So his plans were much more serious, and it's good that devotees in Bhakti Center, they really think about it and they try to, you know, move in that direction. And so that's why it's very encouraging for me to be in your association. So we'll finish here. Thank you all very much. And I think we only have like 1 minute. Or actually, it's already 8 o'clock, so we'll skip questions. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Oh, did you move? Okay.